North Dakota State, FCS weekend number two. North Dakota State is moving closer to the all-time wins record in college football in a row. They're currently at 39. Oklahoma won 47 in a row back in the days of Bud Wilkinson, 53-57. If North Dakota State eclipses that and they win 48 in a row, should it be considered the record? North Dakota State winning 48, Oklahoma of the mid-50s winning 47. I don't believe that. Quite an accomplishment, not to take anything away from it. I don't think it should be considered the record. The Oklahoma record should be where it is. North Dakota State winning 47, 48, 49, 50. How many games in a row they're going to win, I don't think that should be considered the record. But they are closing in on a heck of a mark as they are just dominating FCS football. And maybe they will be forced to go play FBS football. I kid because I care. A couple of emails here. In the next segment, Brian Christofferson's going to join us. North Dakota State has... Do they play like Southern Illinois this weekend? I know Deion Sanders, Jackson State lost their game. The team they were playing has COVID. But it's a busy weekend for Missouri Valley Conference football. If you are betting on football this weekend at the FCS level, there are some very interesting lines that are out there.
They'll be playing Southern Illinois.
All right. The Bison and the Salukis are playing. I believe we have a South Dakota State, North Dakota matchup. They're all over the map. John says, turning around UCF. That's in the subject line. I'm getting tired of hearing about Frost turning around Central Florida. The 2015 team went 0-12, quit on their coach. Same team won 9-12, 10 games in the three seasons before that. They're not a dumpster fire like everyone makes it sound. John also adds on selling kids on Nebraska. I'm sorry, but trying to sell kids on getting to Nebraska to a winning team is not going to work very well. These kids are smart and understand football. They can see the same things that we see. They see that the coaching is lacking. They see the unforced errors on the field and the sidelines. They want to be successful, and it's hard to look at the team that has had one winning season in the last six as being a sleeping giant that is right around the corner from being great. Part of a line that John used in that email. One of the top prospects in the state last year who left the state. Even as we closed in on signing day in December, still was considering Nebraska. But the line they used, I'm looking for something. I want them to show me something. Not, hey, you know, bend over backwards, give me all the love in the world. They were talking about the football that they were seeing on Saturdays. I'm looking for a reason to say yes to Nebraska. I'm interested in Nebraska, but I'm looking for the reason. That's what 21 is all about, is giving not only a 17-year-old kid a reason, but a fan base a reason. So at least Nebraska's got a pulse with in-state kids that have said no. I'm looking for a reason. Give me a reason. When I watch on Saturday, give me a reason on why you'll take care of me, that you'll develop me, that I'm going to get to the league, that I'm going to get to a bowl game. I'm going to get to keep playing football later in December when all of my friends are playing at their respective schools and they're going to bowl games. Just give me a reason. Give me a reason why I should say yes. And if you give me a reason, then there's no debate. I know, I see it, and I'm in. But until you do that, we're going to have uncomfortable days like this past Saturday where that's not a good look. Whether one player had no interest in Nebraska from the jump or another one is a four-star offensive lineman. Now you got to move on to the other kids that are in this state and find out how they think about you. But the one thing Nebraska can't do, this staff does it better than Riley's staff did, even out-of-state kids, in-state kids. If you get a true sense that they don't want to play football for you, don't dance with them, okay? Don't keep, you know, writing them notes and stuff. If you know for sure they don't want to play at your school, move on. Move to the next one. Move quickly. In-state, out-of-state. This staff does it better than the last staff. That last staff missed out on some key guys because they hung around with prospects that you knew were not going to choose Nebraska. All right, 1140, we choose Brian Christopherson. He'll join us next.